Good morning. I'd like to take a few moments to review the foundational practices handout that I gave to you on Sunday. It's Wednesday morning here at the Yoga Farm, and I'll just take a few moments to move through this. You may email me questions. You may talk to me after class on Sunday. Please feel free to reach out if I don't cover what it is you'd like to have covered in this brief tutorial. So the foundational practices about which I spoke, I have listed for you on your handout five primary practices, first of which is getting to the mat. That's number one. 10 minutes minimum. Just make that commitment to get to the mat. Have your mat set up in a place where you know you can get to it, where you know you won't be interrupted. I personally like to rise before the sun. I like to rise before anyone else in the house can get up and start asking me questions or need something from me. And so in that way, I know that that is my very sacred time to come to the mat. I love to practice Surya Namaskar. I love the prayerfulness of it first thing in the morning. But sometimes I don't do that. And in that way, I might put on a piece of music or one or two or three pieces of music that touch me. And as I practice and just move about and sort of allow my body to awaken on the mat, I'm allowing very mindful music to come into my body. So some of my favorite pieces of music right now are number one is a song by Girish, Girish. All of these you can find on iTunes. It's called Diamonds in the Sun. There's a 6 or 7 minute version, and then there's a 20 some minute version with a yoga tutorial if you actually want a guided practice, and another one without a yoga tutorial if you just want to practice on your own. Another one I'm really loving is called Holy Ma. It is the accompaniment music to the slideshow at the very beginning of my website if you go to britbsteele.com, so you can hear it that way if you'd like, hear the whole song. And then that's by Shantala, Shantala, and it's Holy, Maa. And then thirdly, there is a song that I don't know the artist, but the name of the song is called Orange Sky, and it is definitely speaking to me and touching my heart at this time. There's lots more music where that comes from on all those you can find on iTunes, and at the bottom, there's always a section that says others who liked this bought these albums or bought this music, and you can sort of go down a very long and delicious rabbit hole if you're interested. And finally, in movement, I always, always, always come to that three-part breath. I'm wanting to see how is it that I can relax my body, open my body to the breath, and elongate and expand myself into the spine, for that is where the prana flows in my body. The second main point is nourishment, whole live food. That is goes without saying. I'm just constantly looking for how do I find the most fresh, the least processed food and bring that into my body. I allow for a 12-hour window, meaning there's always a 12-hour period, shouldn't say always, whenever possible, which I'd say is 99.9% of the time, there is a 12-hour window where I don't take in any caffeine or calories. So that means in the early morning, when I might otherwise grab a tea that's caffeinated, I'm starting out with just some warm water that's calorie-free, that allows my body to replenish and rejuvenate with that 12-hour window. Really allows for what we call ama, the waste products of the body, or the waste products of excessive intake, to be flushed out of the body. Thirdly, 49-51, leftovers to fresh food. If I have a really delicious soup, for example, that I have extras of, and I stick that in a glass container in the freezer, not plastic, but a glass container in the freezer, I then, when I bring it out, I'm very conscious of ensuring that I am adding as much fresh or more greens or chopped vegetables or even greens in the bottom of the bowl while I pour the hot soup over the top of it. So I'm constantly, with every single consumption, every time I sit to eat, I want to have more fresh than old food. My kitchen clean out, I know I spoke a little bit about this, but this is ultimately about getting rid of anything in your kitchen, herbs, canned foods, freezer stored things that are just old. If you smell your dried herbs and they don't smell at all, they're goners. There's just no life force and no real powerful medicine left in those herbs. And herbs are designed to be medicinal, not just taste good, all of them. And then I do a material check in my kitchen. I've removed all Teflon, all nonstick surfaces. I don't cook in aluminum. And I really go glass, clay, stainless steel, and cast iron. And those are my cooking materials. And the materials that I use, unless I'm stirring something that's cold, like a cookie dough, for example, I'll use a silicone spatula. Otherwise, everything is steel and wood. And then moving on to rest and rejuvenation, no caffeine after 12 noon. I try to limit my caffeine, keep it first thing in the morning, and let that happen at noon. I wake up with the sun 7 days a week, even if I don't have to wake up early. I do it anyway because I always feel better. And then my body becomes trained and habituated to wanting to be in alignment with nature, which ultimately makes falling off the wagon, whatever that may be, feel just a little bit uncomfortable. So it's easy to stay healthy and balanced and well for the most part. When we fall out of balance in another way, if we disalign ourselves with the seasons or with the sun, it's much easier to fall off the wagon. It's much easier to fall out of alignment because that cog is already in the wheel of alignment and wanting us to fall off balance. Not wanting us. It's not conscious in that way. But energy follows attention. Getting the sun on my face before 8 o'clock in the morning is something I always aspire to. It's pretty easy for me because the animals are, the goats and the horses are, and the donkeys are telling me it's time for me to feed them. So I'm on duty most mornings for the morning feeding. So that's easy for me. But there's something for you that's going to allow you just to get the sun on your face, to feel that and to draw it in. Even if the sun is behind the clouds here in the Pacific Northwest, the sun is still there. Walking in nature anytime I can, once a day, just going for a brief walk, walking out to the driveway and back in again. For me, that's about a 7-minute walk. So taking the sun in, taking nature into my body, exercising the long and full and slow and nourishing deep breath, taking in the nourishment that the trees and the plants are offering. And then finally, Viparita Karani is just simply with your legs up the wall, exhaling, sending the breath down and out the body, which is now up the legs and up the wall. So those 10 breaths, we always exhale first and empty, and then we inhale. So say take 10 long breaths sometime throughout the day, if that's there for you, especially if you're missing that afternoon caffeine intake. Next category, integrative living. These are just a few thoughts for you. Cleaning up your cleaning supplies. I have a well at my house, so I don't use bleach because bleach kills the good stuff in my septic system. So, but in your own home, just moving toward natural cleaners, moving toward things that when you spray them, you go, ooh, I want to take that into my body. You don't feel that olfactory bulb revolt against it and sort of cough it back out. Same thing with body products, same thing in terms of the magazines that I read, the things that I peruse on the website, the movies that I watch, the music that I listen to, the radio that I listen to, when I listen to it. That's another thing with food preparation. I always, always, always am doing everything that I can to ensure that what I'm listening to and what's going on energetically for me is pure. I'm not listening to something about what's happening with ISIS on NPR while I'm preparing food because I don't want that energy in that food. I also bring fresh flowers into my practice every single day, into my body, and I do it by stepping outside and experiencing them here in nature, or I also have them inside of the house in some way. So I'm a huge, huge fan of keeping a live orchid through the winter. And then finally, just finding little rituals, things that are meaningful to you. Maybe every Mondays when sit and say prayers to set forth your intention for the week, or maybe Tuesdays when you call your grandma or something of that nature, or Wednesdays when you always go to the grocery store and get fresh flowers or refresh your flowers, something of that nature. And with that, I'll take a pause and I'll return in the next tutorial with praise and gratitude in the final exercise. Om.